Have we met?
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Hey guys, it's Matt. Welcome back to freevoice.io. You don't have to be a big Matrix fan or Matrix 4 fan to stick with us in this video. It'll be a general reality discussion, but there are definitely some symbolism with what is considered to be the strangest scene in the entire Matrix. It's not a, what do you call it, a quadrilogy? I don't know what you call four, but they brought one of this beloved evil characters back, the Merovingian, and people were so disappointed in the way he was brought back. They don't know why he went from the style and panache to homeless and this crazy ass rant that I'll show you, that I can show you here on Free Voice. So there's a reason for this. Okay, they didn't just bring it back to sell tickets. There's a reason for everything that's done in the Matrix. It's very important to the Not Milk. And Greg and I were talking, and I think we are getting close to the symbolism behind what the Merovingian, or the homeless, disheveled version of the Merovingian represents. Of course, I looked online to see what people are saying. People are generally just complaining. You know, it was just a stunt to sell tickets. I don't think they have any idea what's really possibly going on here. And I think, I'll look to your comments and as we continue this discussion to see if Greg and I are getting close, because nobody else is getting close.
You? Oh, it is you! But all these years, I can't believe it. Oh, God. You ruined every suck my silky ass thing! We had grace. We had style. We had conversation. Not this
art, films, books, they were all better.
Originality mattered. You gave us face so you could suck and couch flick slimy wiki peasant shit!
This is not over yet. I will sequel franchise spin-off!
Okay, guys, I know that was hard to understand, so I'll tell you exactly what he said. And this isn't just like a Matrix examination. Greg and I were trying to relate this to reality itself, what happened to reality on 9/11/2001. This scene could be the biggest truth drop in movie history. No doubt about it. There's something huge going on with this scene. What does the Merovingian represent in our current society, in our reality? So this is more of a reality discussion than it is a Matrix discussion. I might not show any more video clips if you want to plan around that. It might just be pure analysis from here on out. But I had to do this on Free Voice. I mean, I had to show you the scene. Of course, if I played 5 seconds of that scene on YouTube, the video would be blocked worldwide. I don't think they'd give me a strike, but they would block it worldwide. They probably wouldn't even allow me to show the Matrix trailer. Before telling you what he said, if you think the Matrix is just a movie, Matt, it's just a movie. They're just trying to make money. If you think that, there's nothing for you here. If you think, as I do, that the Matrix is potentially the most important movie of all time to the Not-Nilk, there are things being said, truths about reality itself being expressed, then this will be very interesting to you, I believe. As far as I know, no one has said these things. Now, I haven't combed every single video on the internet. If this is similar to what is being said over here, I'm not copying. I didn't know about it. I don't do that after making 2,500 videos. I hope others do have these thoughts, but I'm not aware that they do. Okay, what the heck does he say? The Merovingian comes back, all torn and tattered, homeless. He was a man of style, $5,000 suits. He's destroyed. He says, you, I'm not going to do the accent very long. It is you, some French dialogue. All these years, I can't believe it. You stole my life. He's blaming Neo for everything. You stole my life. Kill him. You ruined every suck my silky ass thing. We had grace. We had style. We had conversation. Not this beep, 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 beep. He's imitating all the people down into their phones. He's blaming Neo for all of this. We had style, grace, and conversation. Not this beep, 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 beep. Art, films, books were all better. Originality mattered. You gave us face, Zucker suck, and cock me climaty wiki piece and shit. You gave us, basically saying face, Zucker suck. You, Neo, you gave us Facebook and Zuck and Mark Zuckerberg. I can't even say it. And you gave us cock me climaty wiki piss and shit. Climaty. I mean, it's because climate change. People struggle. What is this all about? Well, it's cock me, C-L-I-M-A-T-E-Y. I see climate change there. But in this presentation, in this scene, I will show it to you again because you'll understand it more what's said the second time around based on what I just told you. He is a metaphor, analogy, literally for culture itself in this reality post 9/11. 9/11 2001 easily could have been the first day of the new millennium. You can take the regular calendar and just throw it out. They, per the stars and how this reality works, these creeps, these assholes know what's important as calendars match up to astrological ages and the stars. And it easily, 9/11 2001 easily could have been the first day of the millennium. Because you know that whole, even about that whole story, how you don't start at 0002. Either. You start at one. So even that's off.
You ruined every suck my silky ass thing. We had grace. We had style. We had conversation. Not this art. Films, books, they were all better. Originality mattered. You gave us space to suck and couch flick slimy wiki business.
All right, let's talk about The Matrix first, understand what's going on here, bring people up to speed that aren't experts on The Matrix, and then can we transfer this to a statement being made about reality itself, where who knows what they did to reality on September 11th, 2001. We talk about loosely, like they moved it off to the side, or something very weird went down. The whole point or purpose of The Matrix is for the one, which people believe is Neo. I believe it's Neo and Smith. We'll talk about that later. But Neo carries this anomalous code of some kind that is used by the Architect and the Oracle to reset the Matrix. The Oracle and the Architect played, used, and abused Neo for the first three movies. The first movie came out in 1999. He was used. The Oracle wasn't truly a friend at all. The Oracle actually represents more of a Lucifer character. And, you know, what statement is The Matrix saying here? The Architect is very much an Old Testament god of the Old Testament. But in this case, they're working together to use and play Neo. So he will do exactly what they want and will, as the one, carry this anomaly back into the Matrix. Thus, the Matrix is reset and the Oracle and Architect win and the humans at Zion basically lose or go back to their pathetic slave-style lives. So that's what the first three is about. Seems like Neo was winning in this. He was used. He did exactly what the Matrix operators like the Architect wanted. He inserted the code back into the Matrix so it could reset into something you see in Matrix 4. Okay, then we have this Merovingian character. In the first three Matrix movies, he's introduced as a very old program, something that's incredibly powerful. At the top of style, class, he likes to adopt human pleasures, French wine, the French language, the pleasures of the flesh. He acts like a human. He is in love with the society or the human society that the Matrix has recreated, but he's on top. Architect can't get rid of him. He's a power player, a dealer of information. Okay, he's been through five other iterations of the one. Neo had five other predecessors. I believe Neo or Keanu Reeves was the sixth. Okay, even the Merovingian in one of the movies says, "I survived your predecessors. I'll survive you." And every time he has the same power and clout. Yet something happened between Matrix 3, which was called, I guess, Revolutions, and Matrix Resurrections that came roughly 20 years later, because he's no longer on top. He's completely lost his power. He's lost his influence. He looks disheveled. He's presented the lowest of the low. So Neo did, in resetting the Matrix this time, something was different that caused him to lose everything. And it also, per the statements that the Merovingian makes, it changed reality itself. You know, the Merovingian, if as we transition this conversation into a general conversation on reality itself, is a metaphor or analogy for society and culture itself. But he's taking it, it's being shown in the Matrix as a personal objection or a personal affront. We had style, we had grace, you did this to us, Neo. You gave us beep, beep, beep in these phones and everybody with their head in their phones and zuck-a-fuck and the wiki peace and climatey, wiki peace and shit. He blames Neo for everything. Now, in order to continue this conversation, we have to think, well, what does Neo represent then? People that watch Matrix 4, they just blow the whole scene off. Like, oh, it was a desperate attempt to bring back a beloved villain character, and they just threw him in. It was really bad. It was really cringeworthy. But what are the chances that the Merovingian is saying everything that we see? We had style, grace, art, films, books, all were better. There's nothing is Star Wars being made bad on purpose. Indiana Jones just destroyed. The Little Mermaid just destroyed. It's what are the chances that he's saying exactly what we've seen for 10 years and is playing out now? And then, okay, well, when that happens, I pay attention. And, okay, well, the Merovingian, he must be a literal metaphor or representation or analogy for this culture, this new millennium culture, the stalled century, if you will. So I pay attention to what he's saying, that he blames Neo. Neo, you gave us this beep, 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 and Zuckerberg and all this. He's ranting against how social media has destroyed the culture and the society, at least had some class. At least he traces his roots back far enough. This Merovingian is supposed to be like an ancient program. So maybe goes back, you know, we can only see what we know in our lifetimes. But he traces the style and class that maybe goes back to 1900 or 1850 or whatever. You know, we don't know exactly what history was like back then. Then he blames Neo. And Greg and I were talking. Greg said, "What if you had to blame one thing that just as to why this century is what it is, a reality we don't recognize, what would you blame it on?" I said, without a doubt, 9/11. There's something happened on 9/11 beyond towers coming down. It was some ritual. It was some spell. It was some dark portal. We don't know. I mean, it was more than what the news said it was. And even that was big. For years, you know, I kind of joke about it because I didn't know any other way to talk about it. Like 9/11 moved reality off to the side. I don't know what that means, but we all sense there's some truth to that. It took reality off its normal. It wasn't ever normal. There was always these not-milk asshole minions, but it even threw it off that path. I don't know any other way to talk about it, but y'all kind of sense what I'm saying here. 9/11 disrupted like the trajectory of reality, and that trajectory was fucked up, and it made it more effed up. So, okay. Related back to the Matrix, the resetting of the Matrix this time around with Neo caused a major change to reality and a change to, at least from the Merovingian's perspective, what was style, class, books were better, films were better, etc. There's absolutely a parallel here between the Matrix and it's saying something about reality itself. It's not just a movie. There's some major league presentation going on here in these four Matrix movies. All right, I will show you this video clip coming up in a moment related to the story I'm about to tell you. But the backstory was I was watching a Matrix video and underneath someone had commented, when Neo in the trailer and during the movie is looking up into the sun at the birds and he's blocking the sun with his hands, the birds form a nine very briefly. And I didn't know that. I never noticed that. And I comment, he said, does anybody know why it would form a nine? And I thought, well, there has, of course, here's your 9/11 presentation. I would go back and I bet his hands form something. Well, his hands form the 11, his hands form a pillar. They take as much of his other fingers out as possible to make it still look real without it being too obvious. Well, and the birds do to a degree. It's hard to see. It really is hard to see. But for a split second, I think this commenter was right. I believe they do form a 9. Now, this commenter is just a Matrix fan. He doesn't study the weird horse shit that we do. But I tried to comment back and say, well, I could tell you why the birds formed a 9. Look at the hand symbol. And, you know, obviously, I didn't get into it too much. These people, you know, not only they're not ready to accept what we research, they would never accept it anyway, and they'd think I'm a lunatic. But there is a huge, I mean, I noticed a 9/11 presentation in Matrix 4 in many different areas. I'll try to show you this because I think it's in the trailer. The two buildings at the very end when he sends the missile into the other helicopter, those two buildings absolutely resemble the World Trade Centers in the way they look, their outside configuration, the way they're positioned kind of on an angle next to each other, of course. So, of course, the birds make the 9. I went back and looked, and I see, you know, it's not Afophinia, me just seeing things. This was a commenter seeing it. Then I saw it. And like, well, the hand sign certainly makes the 11. Then his head, I think, goes in front of the sun, which, you know, 88 Finis Temporis was. It's just another eclipse reference or an ode to the eclipse, like 88 Finis Temporis channel has found hundreds of these examples in probably 30 or 40 different movies. So these things by itself, they're not just throw these occult references in for no reason. It makes the Merovingians rant even more important.
Hi.
Have we met?
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you.
I don't know how well you guys can see that. It's pretty clear on mine. They can't just put a big 9 up in the sky like a marquee banner. I mean, it's birds. It has to be incredibly subtle. The fingers absolutely make the 11, and I don't know, and the head is the eclipse. And there's basically twin towers. I don't know if you saw that. There are two, it's not the exact World Trade Center, but two buildings very, very close together. They are separated, basically two towers. I mean, what more? You have the old and the new, the old building off to the left, which is a real building. I know exactly where that is in San Francisco. I've never been to Corky's Massage off to the right. Even that probably has some sort of relationship, but you know, enough's enough. We see what, there's no doubt what's being communicated here, although our friends and family would want to have us committed for seeing it. One of the final scenes, the top of the building where they jump off the side. Look, what could a building look more like the WTC than this without it being just blatantly obvious? I know it's one building here, but the angle of building one or tower one south to north is exactly the same, especially the way they shot this camera shot on purpose, of course. Then there's a ripple that goes throughout the building, which to me is a, you know, it's some sort of allusion, if that's even right, to the ripple of the buildings coming down. I mean, it couldn't be any more obvious without it being obvious, which it is to us, but we're crazy to our friends like Tony. Just over a minute in the first movie, 1999, roughly 2 years before 9/11, all that code comes down, all the crazy symbols, camera zooming in on the code and on the numbers, that phone call is taking place right before the scene with Trinity. Of all the gin joints in all the world, of all the numbers you can focus in on, the very ones that are left, the 5 and the 6, the 11, and the 9. Matrix 4 opens exactly the same way, with exact same numbers, because the modal recreates the opening scene in Matrix 1, but the 9 is a little cut off to the right. Don't want to be so blatant, potentially, about it, but it is the same numbers, and it is blatant to us. So with all this going on, and what the Matrix means, or many of us believe the Matrix means to the, quote, not milk, then, of course, the Merovingian scene is incredibly important. It's not just some way to throw in some character to get people in the seats. I mean, come on. Anyway, so where the heck are we after all of that? Where are we? All right, I've got to collect my thoughts. I don't even know. All right, let's go back to the basics, talk about the movie for 2 minutes, and then transition to reality the best we can. Okay, in the movie, Neo was successful for the Architect and the Oracle, who were working together. He implanted that anomalous code back into the Matrix and reset it for the sixth time. The Merovingian was severely harmed when this happened. As we talked about, he lost everything, became a bum, lost his power. Now, the Merovingian is a representation of this reality in some way, the society and culture of this world that we're in now. So just as the Merovingian said, society and culture itself, per the movie, it was destroyed, but per this reality, society and culture is destroyed via the beep, 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 and the Zuckafuck and whatever. Neo is responsible for all of this in the movie, according to the Merovingian. But what does Neo represent in this reality? Now, the way to start here, I believe, is at this level. Why was the Merovingian ruined in this resetting of the Matrix when he wasn't ruined in the other five resettings of the Matrix? He talked about Neo's predecessors. They were, he's the sixth one, or the sixth anomaly. Maybe the Merovingian became more powerful each new reiteration of the Matrix. But Neo's, Keanu Reeves, has destroyed the Merovingian. What's different about this resetting? Well, there are a few things. One is that scene with the Architect, where the Architect talks about his predecessors didn't have this perspective of love. He was in love with Trinity and therefore made, some could say, the choice that the Architect didn't expect going out the other door. The Architect thought he would do what his predecessors had done and choose the door on the left. He chose the door on the right. I don't forget, you know, left and right in this case. It seems like he chose the door that the Architect didn't expect him to choose, but one also could say the Architect knew he would choose that door because of his need to save Trinity in the presence of love. So anyway, that's one thing that's different about this resetting of the Matrix. The other, and this is potentially more important if we're ever to figure this out, is that in this reiteration of the Matrix resetting, I don't believe Neo was not the one. He's only the one, like a yin-yang, in conjunction with Agent Smith. Agent Smith and Neo were the one. Both were needed in whatever happened to this Matrix. Agent Smith got a part of the code, or a part of Neo's anomaly, when Neo dove into his stomach. However, you know, as code inside the Matrix, he dove into the Smith character in the first Matrix, and people think a part of Neo and the One was then implanted or imprinted on Smith. Well, what a coincidence. Then Smith in number two and number three Matrix, he then plunged his hand, just as Neo plunged into him, he plunged his hand into everybody he came across, replicating another version of himself. But for whatever had happened properly for the Oracle and the Architect at the end of number three, and they were very remember, they were talking and very happy that the Matrix had been reset, and Sati caused the sun to rise, and they were not enemies at all. Okay, like one last time, they used Neo. Neo did exactly what they want, but what they wanted. So it's funny, Neo plunged himself into Agent Smith, but then Agent Smith ran around plunging himself into everybody else. So you have, basically, it seems like their two into one religion is starting to come out here, you know, and it gets real creepy. And am I some expert at what they're trying to do with this two into one religion? And some people would say trying to overcome duality, and I have no, it is above my pay grade, but I'm still allowed to notice and use my brain and potentially as to what's going on here. So again, we're looking at trying to find out what's the difference in this resetting of the Matrix that caused the Merovingian to lose everything. You have this, and Merovingian meaning the style and culture of this reality, our own reality. That's what's being said in that weird scene with the Merovingian. So you have they used two were the one. That's like the two into one. Smith, Agent Smith, and Neo were both needed. No question about it. at the very end fight scene of Matrix 3, again, I don't know, was it like 2003 or 2004 or something, then you have the ultimate two into one, the two that were needed to reset the Matrix. They have this fight, and in the end, Neo allows Smith to kind of plunge his hands into him and have his code flood all through him. They basically become two into one, become one. Then they explode or implode or just, you know, whatever. Who knows what happens? Did the architect in the machine world know that would happen? I don't know. But ultimately, the architect and the Oracle benefited. But you have the ultimate representation at the end of two into one. So when the Matrix was, if Greg would say to me, Matt, if you could pick one day our reality, the quote, real world in this conversation, which isn't very real, was reset, what's the equivalent in our reality of the anomaly resetting the Matrix and having a new version of the Matrix? And if, as I said earlier, that's without a doubt September 11th, 2001. So in the movie, it was a successful two-into-one presentation where they needed the yin and his opposite, the yang, the Smith, and the Neo work together. It ruined culture and style. It ruined the Merovingian. So could it be as simple as, I mean, there's way more to it than this, guys, but even to get even close here is difficult. Could it be that they're two into one, one of their, you know, if people believe that is part of their big, we know their two into one religion exists. What exactly they're trying to do, you know, again, above my pay grade, some would say in some way they're always trying to merge the yin and the yang, to merge them, to some say overcome duality or blend them, to create the gray and no more the black and white or the checkerboard floor with even with race, with transgender. We don't, it's kind of down the middle with the Baphomet. I guess the Baphomet does come into play here because the Baphomet represents the exact middle, you know, the coagulate and the dissolve, the man and the woman, the man and the beast. It's right down the middle. Now, what, Matt, what do they get if they're successful in all this creepy shit? See, this, first off, this proves they're not the same as you and me. This is the best news of all time. Do, Matt, don't we have to play this duality game? And no, I don't believe we have to. We don't know. We are different spiritual entities. It's the best news of all time. You go out and win the lottery today. Scratch-off games. Gus, the second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania, you win your scratch-off game, and it wouldn't be even 1 million times in the ballpark as to what I'm saying is a million times better in terms of good news, in terms of who we are versus what these creeps seem to have to do. So could it be that a successful presentation of their two-into-one religion or whatever they were able to do or accomplish on 9/11, and it's just, I can't ignore the facts. Look out your window. They were able to accomplish something. I can't just put my head in the sand and lie and say, I didn't do anything. No, they did. I mean, so it doesn't affect the core of who you are, or the core of who I am, but they did something. And that, what they did, destroyed or allowed them to destroy society and culture with the beep, 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 and what the Merovingian did with the Facebook and Zuckerfuck and climate cock me climatey peace and shit, and the whole, he's just raving and ranting that the whole society's flushed, and it is the Merovingian's correct, of course. Books were better, art, films, books, all were better. We had style, we had originality, we had critical thinking, you know, we had conversation, not this beep 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 beep. It's all destroyed. So is it as simple as, you know, they, how it, first off, let's back up. Good movies could be made today, no doubt about it, because every once in a while one slips through. There are real people out there with creative ideas like me and you and Paul who does the drawings and Wayne who does the drawings and Bill and Greg. And again, you book us into a room, I'll do it. But if you book us into the room, we could come up with great movie ideas, just a few of us in a room. So they could do it. It's almost like whatever they were successful in doing, the Matrix, I think, is showing in a movie form, ultimately, in a way, what they're trying to do. They're two into one. They were successful in some regard. Again, it's above my pay grade. I don't know what that means. But maybe that allowed them to get in and destroy society and culture? Or, you know, again, the main thing to figure out here, if we're ever going to get close, and we're in, you know, I think we're in the ballpark here, is what Neo represents in this reality. I mean, when Greg and I talked, we were like, well, the internet is responsible for the destruction of culture and destruction and zombification of people. It all started to go bad with the rise of the internet. The correlation or the X and Y graph, of course, is it's linear. As one that got powerful, the internet invaded people's homes with Wi-Fi, then culture went down. It's an exact graph. I don't know if you call that linear or what you call that. I call it wiki, cockney wiki, piece and shit. It's the internet is responsible. It is internet, thou art a villain. It is responsible. It is the culprit. But is Neo the internet? See, this is where, okay, am I going to have it all figured out? If I had this figured out, guys, I mean, this would be, you know, it'd be like John Nash's breakthrough of original thinking and governing dynamics. And he got his little job at Wheeler Labs or whatever in A Beautiful Mind. If I had this, and Greg and I had this figured out, it would be one of the biggest breakthroughs of all time. We're in the ballpark. I don't think we're going to get there today. And if you want to help us out, of course, we'll play this out over the next few months or so. But what happened in the Matrix is an absolute parallel or allusion or whatever you want to call it to this reality. This reality has no more art and books and culture. And what? So remember, the Merovingian blamed Neo. The Merovingian should have blamed Smith, but again, it still has to be a movie because they both did it. The Merovingian was like palling around with Smith or buddy-buddy with Smith in that scene in Matrix 4. He blamed Neo. You ruined me, says to Neo. You did this to us. You did it. He blames only Neo. So it's not just that we have to figure out. It's not Neo or Keanu Reeves, the character. What does Neo represent? So think of just the Merovingian is the culture of today. Society and culture ruined because of social media. If the society and art and beautiful music and great films of the past could talk and be personified like the Merovingian, what would they say? Who would it blame? It would blame the 9/11 event in some way. It would blame the reality that came out the other end of the 9/11 event, or a reality moved into stalled century, or a reality moved off to the side. But it would blame the internet. But is, you know, I'm not quite there yet. How can I bridge Neo as the character in the Matrix 4 movies as the internet? I'm not there yet. I don't even know exactly what that means, and I'm not prepared to talk about it. And maybe I can't. I'll pause, but I'm not sure I'm going to get any farther than I'm getting here. Something happened again back in the Matrix with the last iteration that caused the Merovingian to get flushed, to lose everything. There's something in this reality that caused us to, culturally, society, in terms of what is natural for what they call us a human being, that got flushed. That is, of course, related to the 9/11 event, but what really allowed it? Is it, again, is it just that as they are successful in the two-into-one religion, that, I mean, I don't know, again, way, way above my pay grade, but, you know, as they're successful, look at transgender and all that's doing to society and culture. I mean, I'm sorry to the tiny group that was struggling with gender, and it was a real issue for some people, small group. Now it's in, you know, one in every 15 homes has a child that's considering another gender. I mean, of course, it is the definition of the word bastardization, the definition of the word abomination or adulterization. And how they're able to do this, you know, I don't know. Either way, whatever. If they're successful with it, Matt, was COVID a two-into-one? I don't know. I'm not prepared to think about that yet. But the good news is, guys, they can run around, and even if they are successful in whatever this two-into-one religion is all about, it in no way affects us. It might affect us going out our door or trying to walk down the street in the society and culture they're creating. But Do we have to understand it and go play that game to win or to spiritually get out of here? No. Let them play their games. Like, who cares? It doesn't affect me, one or you, one bit. I mean, everything in every single part of me just screams that let them run around. And it's fun to talk about, like we're talking about it here. Do we really need to understand it? No. They're going to do basically what they're going to do to the masses at this point. It doesn't work on us, and it's fun to ponder. It just, you know, we are reality junkies, and we probably have figured out a lot more than pretty much any other group that's pretty much ever existed. But who knows what the great thinkers in the past, what the Not-Nilk presented itself as in the past. You know, we can only figure out react to the creeps, our adversary here, which seems to be, at least the iteration of it, is different than the adversary that existed for real people in the past. So anyway, guys, we'll continue to talk about it. And I think we're close here. I think at some point, there's one more, I guess, hurdle that we need to cross in this, in understanding what's going on here with the Merovingian rant. And I think someday we're gonna understand it. I really do. I think if this was a 9-inning baseball game, I think we're in the 6th inning. I think we've gotten pretty close, but we have that last segment of the game to go. Thanks, guys, for coming to freevoice.io. I might do the cat video tomorrow, and it won't just be fun pictures of Bootsy and Puss and my cats. We'll talk about some interesting stuff. Most interesting was, I believe Bootsy knew she was going to be put down, even though I didn't even know it. I think that, you know, I haven't had a ton of animals, but they have, and I've talked to other people, there is some sort of intuitions and things that they have that that we don't have. And I wish the whole video could be about this really cool aspect, but, you know, I don't have much more to say about it than that. I'll tell you exactly the story of what happened with Puss in Boots and show some, if I can, tomorrow. You know, it's Memorial Day. I would like to make a video. But if it's on cats, it's going to be more like, you know, here's some things I've learned about how to, you know, keep cats. And, you know, it's not going to be that mystical. I will talk about the day they were put down and the strange occurrences, but it's not going to be that exciting if you're not a cat lover. Thanks, guys.